replaces. Now, the UK's basic state pension replacement rate is a measly 16% of average earnings, which compares to an average OECD figure of 20.5%. The good news is that the new flat rate state pension will bump that up to 22%. And the other bit of good news is that actually once you take into account tax, which has the effect of raising your income in retirement because your income is lower, so you should pay less tax, you get up to a replacement rate of 38%. But I still think that that falls considerably short of what many people will hope for in retirement. And the OECD report makes a very good point, however, about Britain and its pensions, that actually all of a sudden they start to look a lot better once you take private pensions, so work and personal pensions, into account. And after that, it bumps our replacement rate after tax up to 71%, which is actually above the OECD average. So we're doing better than average at that point. Yet the problem is that the quality of those pensions is deteriorating. We're moving from a system where lots of people had final salary or defined benefit pensions, where the organisation that you worked for made a commitment to pay you a certain percentage of your salary for every year that you'd worked there and been a member of the pension scheme. And so the onus was on them, and they had the responsibility to give you a defined payment, a defined benefit in retirement, to a system of defined contribution, where you put some money in, your employer puts some money in, and then you're dependent on the vagaries of the stock market to see how much it grows by to deliver your retirement income. And that ultimately means that people need to save a lot more money, and they need to save a lot harder in order to get the same quality of pension. And the trick to doing this is basically not to think, oh, it's just going to be so hard to save all that money and it's going to take me so long to get there and then my pension is going to be rubbish anyway. I'm just not going to bother. Mm. Which is what a lot of people do. You would be surprised at the number of conversations you have with people who do that. And it's also not to save just the bare minimum now, because we've got auto-enrolment. But it's just saving that auto-enrolment number won't be enough. You need to save as much as you can, and you need to start early, because that makes a massive difference. If you start in your 20s or your early 30s, makes a big difference compared to if you start in your mid-40s. So that's the message that I'm trying to get across, is do that. And I think the response to that quite often is people say, well, where are we going to find that money from? I don't have any money. You know, I don't have any spare money. I'm saving for a deposit for a house. I'm saving for this. I'm saving for that. Or I just don't even have any money to save. But I think people need to think of their pension as like their essential spending. It's like your energy bill or your rent or your food. You need to find the money.